The WCBS News Time 850. Public housing gets a bad rap in New York. A lot of the stories we hear are about crime or bad conditions or poor management. But a new documentary is full of fond memories. It's about the Pamanok houses, which opened in Flushing in the early 1950s.
Jewish, Italian, Irish, or African American.
These were all working class families.
Lower middle class.
Pamanok was like just one big family.
There was just kids everywhere.
Terry Katz is the producer and director of Pamanok Dreams. Terry, this is a story of how you grew up. What made you want to tell it?
We just felt that we had a really great childhood, and we wanted to document that. It really started out as a very simple film.
The public housing system's had so many problems over the years that are well documented, but this is really a story about what works in public housing, right?
Yes. The progressives back in the 20s that came up with the idea of public housing in New York City had some really good ideas that they enacted, and as a result, it worked really well in the beginning.
You talked to a lot of people, including some big names that we might not know started out in the Pamanok houses, right?
Gary Ackerman, congressman for many years, grew up in Pamanok. Mr. G, the weatherman on Channel 11.
What was the culture there like? I know a lot of people saw it as really moving on up.
Many of the people that moved into Pamanok were like first-generation Americans. Parents were immigrants. Many of them fought in World War II, and when they came back, there was no place to live. There was a housing crisis, not unlike today. And they brought a lot of values that many are maybe missing from society today, or not that obvious as they were back then.
One line that stuck out to me that I heard in the trailer was when somebody said,
New York had a more open view about race relations.
We didn't know that you had to have race relations.
Put that in context. What does that mean?
We didn't know you had to have race relations. We had friends that were of color. Granted, it was the beginning of integration, so it wasn't a lot. But if you had one African-American family living in your building, that was a big deal and very different from where a lot of people came from. We went out and played, and really what separated us was your ability to perform on the team you were picked for. If you were good at sports, you were popular. It wasn't about your color or your religion. And there was a nice, I mean, I hate to use a word because people don't like it anymore, but it felt like a melting pot.
How would you describe the attitude toward public housing generally when you were growing up, and how's it different from today?
We didn't really think about the fact that we were growing up in public housing. It was just another neighborhood. Today, from what I experience, I mentioned public housing, everybody thinks of the worst of crime and dirt and things falling apart, which I think is really a misnomer.
It's Terry Katz, producer and director of Pamanok Dreams, which will be available online starting this week.